From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of June 24th, 2019. This week, those croak and splash sounds introduce a wetland bird that's fairly common but not very obvious, is a slow, methodical hunter, and drastically changes color between its juvenile and adult stages. Have a listen for about 10 seconds to some more sounds and see if you can guess this creature. And here's a hint. This bird's prey will become a little blue. If you guessed a little blue heron, you're right. About half as tall as the great blue heron, the little blue heron is one of 12 North American species in the bird family of herons, egrets, night herons, and bitterns. The little blue is found in marshes and other aquatic areas along the southeastern United States coastline. It's a common summer and breeding resident in Virginia's coastal plain region, although its Virginia population faces some threat from wetland draining, sea level rise, and other habitat loss, according to the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. The little blue is slow and deliberate as it hunts in shallow water for fish, amphibians, crustaceans, and insects. Its eggs, in turn, are preyed upon by various mammals and other birds. The little blue is notable among the heron family for the color change from juveniles to adults. While adults have a bluish body and a purplish head and neck, the immature birds have all white feathers, changing to a mix of white and blue after the first year's molt. According to the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, the white coloration may help little blue herons survive their first year by making them more tolerated within mixed colonies of snowy egrets and other white adult herons. It's thought that in those mixed colonies, the young little blues may catch more fish and gain some protection from predators. With their changing appearance and their ecological roles, little blue herons add color and diversity to summer in Virginia's coastal plain. Thanks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for this week's opening sounds, and to Lang Elliott for the featured sounds, from the Stokes Field Guide to Bird Songs. We close with another brief burst from a little blue heron, accompanied by other birds, courtesy of the Fish and Wildlife Service. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.